All right, Paul Kosak is with it. K-O-C-A-K, right?
Yeah, buddy.
And Paul is from...
Wow.
Yeah, he's,
entourage.
Yes, you brought people. With you. And Paul is an author. We've had him on the show before. I've gotten so many tweets about you, and he came out from Syracuse to see some games here. And Pat, you've got the book in front of you, and we've plugged it on the show and talked about it. Go ahead, why don't you read a little bit about it, and then, Paul, you'll tell us about the book and where to get it, and we'll welcome you to San Francisco. Nice to see you here.
Yeah, Paul, good stuff here. On the back page, it says part memoir, part history, and part travelogue. World Series, the name of the book, is all love and devotion for the San Francisco Giants and their 2012 World Series championship. Take a journey with the great Paul Kosak as he goes from Syracuse to San Francisco, searching for fan love in all the right places. This sounds like 50 Shades of Black and Orange.
That's pretty good.
All right.
You know, I was in the midst of writing a memoir about my life as a Giants fan, and I took a sharp turn to San Francisco and dashed this book out, and it's a very personal, heartfelt story about my love for the Giants, how I ended up in the bleachers for Game 1 of the World Series.
Wow.
And I hopped on an airplane from Syracuse, uh-huh, never expecting to get into the ballpark.
How did you get in?
There was some guy I met on the street, across the street.
Over there at McDonald's, I'd imagine.
We had a little transaction, and my hands were shaking. I was nervous, and it was legit. It was real. That's all I can tell you.
Just curious, what were tickets going for that first game?
The list price was $110, and I paid $200. But in the Chronicle that morning, they were saying people were eating live cockroaches, and Ed Lee couldn't give people tickets. You know, you couldn't get one. So I was with my friend Craig Vaughn, who is standing right over here.
Yeah, I remember Craig, of course.
And I just really said, I'll come here to soak up the atmosphere. Forget about it. I'm not even going to try to get in. And this all happened. So.
That is outstanding.
But did you have a plan of doing the book?
No, not at all. Not at all. I was in the midst of doing this memoir going back. I was a fan since 1955.
How did that come to be? Is it just the history of the Giants in New York or what?
Yeah, I was a New York Giants fan from Stamford, Connecticut. Okay. And Marty, I know, is from Brooklyn. So I used to follow them, and then they left, but mostly because of Willie Mays, who were not playing bingo, I stuck with the Giants. Okay. When I was 9 years old, I tried to call Willie Mays up on a Princess phone, and I never got him. I don't know what I would have said to him. But I was in the midst of writing this larger book, and I said, hey, I got to put this down as to what happened.
Very nice. And you did this yourself, basically. Is it self-published and everything?
It is. It's not at bookstores except for one or two here and there in Syracuse. It's available on Amazon. They have a weird, arcane pricing system. I think it's $6.30 now.
Okay.
And it's $2.99 as an e-book.
All right. That's World Serious. Paul Kosak, K-O-C. AK.
That is correct, and I want to thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Did you like the bingo thing today?
I loved it. I won a Barry Zito bobblehead.
What do you think of the fans and just the excitement? I know you've been here for the World Series and all that, but isn't the fan base amazing?
I was at the game in Oakland last night, and a guy called my name. He said, Paul, I met him in Atlanta in front before a game. That's how the Giants fans, it was like, things like that happen all the time.
Good stuff.
We are the best.
All right, Paul, thanks for stopping by. Pat, go ahead before we go.
I don't know if this is taboo, but can I read aloud and to the listeners the final paragraph here in the book? World Series from Paul Kosak. The final paragraph reads as follows. There are moments in life when you're happy. You know you're happy, and you know you will remember being happy. Some of those moments are long, as in 3 hours, 26 minutes, and counting. That's pretty good, man. Good stuff. Very good.
Thanks for your
love. Glad to have you on. Paul Kosak here.
Dude.
World Series. And they got in the first game of the World Series for $200. I like that.
I'm really shocked. Only thing is why were people eating cockroaches? Or is that a New York saying?
Well, I think it's just a metaphor.
Okay.
Try to get a
ticket. In my neighborhood, people do eat cockroaches
yes.
on a daily basis.